Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is milestone episode 108.
108.
And we're going to get right down to it because, Craig, Derek, as we know, people's lives are busy. And that's what today's episode is all about.
Busy, busy, busy. So we're going to do our best to help them. How can we help them, Matthew?
Well, you may recall this past Monday. Oh, happy President's Day, by the way, everybody.
Oh, thank you. I'm not a president. So, Matthew, how are we going to save people time in doing this episode?
Well, you may recall on this past Monday's show that we offered some insider insights into Magic Kingdom.
Right.
But because we know everybody's busy, and because, as we talked, we didn't think we could come up with one for each park.
No, that didn't have anything to do with
this. We are going to give you insider insights for Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. Because several of the ones we offered on Magic Kingdom can be applied to all the parks.
Yes.
Using the apps and refreshing times and going to where there are no lines and bag check and that sort of thing. You know, knowing the maps, all those things we talked about with Magic Kingdom can be applied to these. So we really want to get real specific in each one of these. And, you know, you're not going to have to wait a week to get each park. We're going to go ahead and give you all the goods right now. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our good friend, Craig Robin Schilt.
All right. One tip that I would give is...
Well, which park do we want to start in?
I don't know.
I'd say we go with where our mind takes us.
No, because then everybody's going to be beep-bopping all over the place.
Beep-bopping. That's what we do. We're park hoppers.
This is true. Let's start with Epcot. And Derek has a tip, an insider insight, so that you're no longer an outsider, for how to make the most of your day at Epcot. What do you got, Derek?
Okay, I've got one for a ride that we probably don't really think about that would have any tips to it. And I'm going to say Journey into Imagination. If you're on that ride, you want to be... I think it's two carts with four sections.
Okay.
Total. I think each cart has two sections. You want to be in either row three or four. Or
why is that?
Two or three. You want to be in the middle sections.
Why is that?
Because that puts you in the middle of all the rooms.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be on the outskirts.
That's a good point.
Of the rooms. I had that. We were in the front row on one of our trips one time, and I was like, this is not as enjoyable.
I even think the middle toward the back. Because in that last room, not to spoil anything, but where you have all the
you
figments,
get a lot more time to
you
see
get to
everything.
See those. Because now that you mention that, I think we were in the second car this last time, and we missed out on a lot of the figment madness that you have there at the end. A little foreshadowing there for Thursday's episode of madness. But good tip. Good
that
tip.
I surprised you with that one.
You did.
I've got a tip for Epcot. Enter through the International Gateway.
If you can, yeah.
If you can. As Matthew said on his last trip, he and the Rochelles were the only two standing in line to enter Epcot through that.
At 8:30 we were, yeah.
Yes, so I encourage you to, if you can, go through there.
Yeah, International Gateway rope drop. The smoothest rope drop in all of the parks. Unless, of course, you're getting in early for like a breakfast reservation or something like that. One that is pretty well known, if you're riding Soarin' around the world, ask for Section B, not Section A, not Section C, but Section B. B is in the middle. And front row, if you can. That will center you up so that the images aren't as distorted or curved. I still say the Eiffel Tower is curved, even in the middle. And if you're sitting in the front row, or row one, you're not going to have feet dangling in front of your face. So Section B, row one, is the best. I don't think it's worth waiting an entire other cycle
right.
for, because that's another 5, 6, 7 minutes. But if you're there and you're one of the first people in for that loading, ask for Section B. They don't mind sending you to Section B. So, and the second and third rows aren't as bad, but you know, you're talking about 30 seats. It's not like you're waiting for one specific seat.
Now, would you rather be in B, 2 or 3, or A or C, 1?
I'd rather be in B, 2 or 3.
Stay in the middle.
I'd like to stay in the middle. I think that's kind of like with Figment. I think the more you can be to the middle, the more you will see, the better view you'll get. Look at us go. What's another one you got for Epcot? You got any more for Epcot, Derek?
I've got one.
Great.
And Matthew's mentioned this quite a few times, but be aware of the character training over between UK and Canada pavilions between like 2 and 3 o'clock. You can stop through there and there'll be some character training going on. You never know. You may meet some characters that aren't usually out. So give that a try.
Again. And also right next to the American Adventure.
Yes.
There's a little pathway. That's where we've always had success. But yeah, keep your eyes open through World Showcase. You may run into a character.
Okay. This will be one that I think we've talked about before. In general, do not use a fast pass for Turtle Talk with Crush. I don't know that we've mentioned
that. Why might that be?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like any other show. We didn't mention it with the Magic Kingdom shows, but with any of those shows, you're, as long as you're close, I mean, they're really only waiting in those areas one show at a time. So if you're in that area, you're going to get in the next show anyway. So, and that fast pass is only going to get you in there. And I don't know that I've ever seen, I've never seen a crowd be so large at Turtle Talk that it's out into the sea where the aquarium is.
Yeah.
So you'd have to wait for two shows.
Right. Good tip. I have a twofold tip for Test Track. One, don't rope drop Test Track, just because it, out of all the headliners, it's probably down the most. That's, mm-hmm. you know, property wide. Second, if you do rope drop it, go straight to the single rider line. And mm-hmm. this is something I've always wanted to try, and I've heard, because if you go through the regular line, you're still having to stop and design a vehicle. Yep. And they say, Have you not done that? I have not. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
That if you go through the single rider line, again, you're bypassing the design stage, but even though you're single rider, you can still ride with the people you got in line with. Is mm-hmm. that correct, Derek?
Oh, yeah. Rachel and I have gotten to ride together when we rope dropped it.
So maybe do give the rope drop a try. And if it's down, just head on over to Frozen. I think that's probably best bet. But yeah, if you rope drop it, go straight to the single rider line, even if you're wanting to ride with people, it'll probably still work out because all the people in standby are still going to be designing a car.
Yes. For it'll take them, what, five minutes?
Yeah.
So I think one would be if you can get it late enough and not at the night, into the night, I would use a fast pass for Illuminations. Even though I'm not going to watch it,
Derek?
I would not. I would recommend it because those are usually available fairly late, and the section for it is pretty good, even though there's really not a whole lot of bad places around Epcot unless you get behind trees or whatever. Uh-huh. But if you don't really have any plans on using another fast pass and you're going to be in that area, which I think it's towards the front of World Showcase where on the walkway from Future World. Is that right, Matthew? Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
I think that's where it's at.
I've got a couple things that they're not really tips or tricks, but they're more or less don't miss. One is Voices of Liberty. If you've never done that, be sure not to miss that. And stay in front of them because they get kind of weirded out by you being behind them. Secondly, besides the Voice of Liberty, is don't miss Canada. Canada's kind of a neat, the waterfalls and all that. I didn't realize that till one of our trips, Misty and I, decided we wanted to go look around with another couple we were with while the kids were off somewhere else. And I was surprised at all the waterfalls and all everything back there in Canada. I didn't realize all that was there. So,
yeah, and my next one was going to be go to the back of every World Showcase pavilion.
Yes.
Because just walking by, you may think, and you, if you look at the map, like, okay, there's no ride here. Let's just keep moving. But you miss out on a lot. Like, I love World Showcase. Canada, United Kingdom with all its little streets and gardens. France.
France is about the big... people will know more France with Ratatouille coming in back there.
Yeah, I mean, Morocco. I mean, yes. There's a... You can go way back in Morocco. You can go way back in China. I still don't think I've ever gone all the way
Japan.
To the back of China. I think you cheat yourself when you just kind of walk by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to the back of each World Showcase Pavilion. Go as far back as you can and just see what they each have to offer. You know, it's not for everybody, but at least you'll say, you know what, I saw. And Canada's a great one because they've got waterfalls back there that otherwise you wouldn't know were there.
Some great pictures back there and things like that.
Yeah. One more for Epcot, and again, this only applies if, one, you're a character person, and two, you have a Disney Visa card. The Disney Visa Meet, which is up there next to the Imagination Pavilion, most people don't know it's there, and it's kind of tucked because it's out of the way. But go and get your picture made with Minnie or Pluto or Mickey and Goofy with no wait. If you've got a Disney Visa card, you will wait less than 3 minutes. I guarantee it. I think it's open from like 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's not open all day. But again, you can kind of Google and find the times. But that's something that's often forgotten. Craig, Derek, anything else at Epcot? Any insider insights?
I can't think of anything
nope.
that I want to divulge at this moment.
Yeah, you don't want to give out all the good info. Mm-mm.
Or the bad.
Let's just take our walk by the Boardwalk Hotel and head on over to Hollywood Studios.
All right.
Insider Insights, Derek Newsom, D News Views. Here we go.
We kind of mentioned this at Magic Kingdom, but it's going to be watch the Streetmosphere performers. Of all the street performers that they have throughout the parks, I think the ones at Hollywood Studios are the funniest ones. I find them quite comical. Yes, very funny, like that.
Craig?
Same thing goes for Hollywood Studios that went for Epcot. Look for the character Palooza. I mean, there's a explosion of characters.
Are they still doing that?
We'll have to ask Kenny the Pirate.
Yeah.
I don't know. They used to. I got to see it.
I never did run into it. I chased it down several times and never found it.
The word is most times they do it on the days they have the Fantasmic because that's where the characters are going to be later.
And it's down there near Tower of Terror, right?
Right.
Near the exit to Tower of Terror.
Yep.
So it used to be on Streets of America, and then at one point in time it was out in front of the park. Good tip, Character Palooza, if you can track it down. You got to be skilled.
That's right.
Well, we offered a similar tip with the Haunted Mansion. I'm going to say in the Tower of Terror, in the library, which I consider to be part of the ride, Derek, go to the far corner of the room to be one of the first ones out of the library. Now, that's a little different. Most people will probably head that direction because, like, there's a door. It's kind of obvious there's a door. But head to the far corner of the room, and you can beat some of the people out of the holding area.
And there's really not a tip on which lane to choose when it comes to that because it really depends on how many people are going in the elevators and things like that.
Go the opposite way that everybody in front of you is going.
Yeah, the saying is always go left. Yep. In any line, always go left, but I don't know if that applies in that, but it could.
Just something about just to throw in there with that ride. Just the last few trips we've been on since we've had to do rider swap on that ride is that it seems like the cast members are asking for single riders on that ride a lot more than they used
to. Really?
And so I've gotten to skip, I'd say, at least one car just about the last few times.
Nice.
Just by being a single rider. So don't let being a single rider hold you back. Scream. Let it be known that you're a single rider.
Me, right here. Pick me, single rider. Craig?
I would always say book the Fantasmic dining package.
Always, huh?
Always.
If you're planning on eating at Hollywood Studios.
True. But if you're planning on doing the Fantasmic package, you can only eat
three restaurants.
I think that is a...
That's fine.
That is a great...
Any of those three are superior to any of the quick service dining options.
I think it is a great thing to have is that package. That way you've got reserve seating. You don't have to fight the crowds to get in. So I would definitely recommend that.
And if you're going to the show again, maybe.
Yes.
So that's a key. We don't go to the show every time.
Right. We don't either.
So maybe a few caveats.
Caviar? I'll eat that.
I've never had caviar.
Me neither. Here's an insider insight. Don't book fast passes for any of the shows. and you guys may disagree, but if you can help it, I don't think it helps you. Maybe at Voyage of the Little Mermaid. But I've used fast passes at shows at Hollywood Studios before, and I've never really come into a situation where it's saved me time or gotten me a better seat than it would have otherwise. So there's that.
If you absolutely have to eat quick service at Hollywood Studios,
it's a big if.
I'm going to Backlot Express.
Yep.
Strictly because of the fountain drinks. I can get my refills there.
I like the menu there.
I was just reading some stuff here, and it's amazing some of the stuff I had no idea about. Like, it says in the Hollywood Brown Derby, all the black frames are copies of the originals. All the gold frames are actual originals from the original Brown Derby, which no longer exists.
Huh.
And the lagoon where Fantasmic Show is, it's only 1.5 foot deep.
Oh, wow. That's how they're able to set it on fire.
That's why they don't make them wear life jackets.
I mentioned this on my recent trip rundown not too long ago. If you're just adults and you're not interested in the shows, if it's an option, do Disney After Hours at Hollywood Studios and don't spend a regular park day there. You can do more in those 3 hours, 3.5 hours, than you can with a regular park ticket. You can ride every ride. You can meet every character. You can even sneak in a showing of Fantasmic if you really want to. But don't just do that instead of a regular park ticket at Hollywood Studios. Now, that will all change, obviously, with Galaxy's Edge. One more to offer. Don't ride Star Tours if the wait is longer than 20 or 25 minutes, because it's easy to pick up as an extra fast pass. And it really doesn't have a wait until the park's been open for an hour and a half. And pretty much once it gets dark, I found that it's very low wait time. So, you know, Star Tours is a great ride. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't ride. I'm just saying that you can easily find a time to ride it in which you don't have to wait a long period of time.
Yeah. And that's one of those that gets inflated pretty easily, I think, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it at 10 or 15 minutes before, and it's been a walk-on.
Right.
So.
Yeah, don't make yourself wait a long time to get on that one. Much like Big Thunder Mountain, I would suggest riding Slinky Dog Dash in the back row. Further to the back of the car you can get, the better. Because, again, if you sit in the front, the Slinky Dog head is kind of obstructing your view. So, really, you have better views in the back, and it's going to go faster. So, Slinky Dog Dash from the back.
More whipping.
Whip it good. But then again, you might get hit in the head with that dangerous tail. Oh, wait, they've removed it.
Matthew, do you have any suggestions on Star Tours if you get motion sickness?
Don't ride it. Don't risk it. Don't ride it. Well, we're going to head on over to Animal Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, and Derek Newsom is going to hit us with his number one.
I always go first.
And Craig Shelton's going to hit us with his number one insider insight in Animal Kingdom.
We will stay suit with what we've been doing in the other parks, and I'm going to say when you go to Dinosaur and you go in the big film room, go all the way to the other side of the room next to the door, and it's plain set of double doors, but that's where it'll open up, and you'll go through there. Everybody gets nervous about getting separated from your group, and you will get trampled when people try to stay together with the groups. So the best thing to do for you and your group is to go over towards those doors and go out first. Matthew?
I like that tip. Staying in Dinoland, I think Dinoland has a lot to offer. Walk around all the pathways in Dinoland, because with Donald's Dino Bash they got going on now, there's characters to meet all over the place. And you know, Scrooge and Launchpad and even Chip and Dale are kind of tucked away. You know, look around there. And you know, if you're a character person, if you're not a character person, stop and meet them if there's a short wait. And there's so many to offer. There's find them on those trails. Derek?
If you don't have a fast pass for Flight of Passage, if you have a fast pass for Flight of Passage, I'm going to say Rope Drop Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Ooh.
If you've ridden Navi River Journey once, you've ridden it 1,000 times.
You think so? 1,000 times.
If you've got that fast pass for Flight of Passage, let's go straight to the animals and see them at their most active.
What
of
if
the
you
day.
Haven't ridden Navi River Journey?
See the animals on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
See, I think a lot of times, given the fact that Safaris doesn't open until 9, and Navi River Journey opens around 8:40, you can sneak
in. You could do both,
You can sneak in a Navi River. And I guess that would be one of my tips is, you know, even if you're not going to do Flight of Passage, go and ride Navi River Journey because nothing else is open.
Okay. Just discredit my whole...
I'm not discrediting it. I'm just saying it opens 20 minutes before the rest of the park.
Sure, it does.
So, I mean, if you go back to Kilimanjaro Safaris, they'll just hold you until, like, you know, 9 o'clock, I think.
I think so. I don't know.
It's another one you got, Craig.
I'm going to say when you ride Kilimanjaro Safaris, be sure to sit on the left of the car, the bus or truck or whatever it is. Because that's really, if you think about it, that's where most of your viewing takes place, is on that left side.
Yes. You, those who are listening, you sit on the left side and make your spouse and children sit on the far right side.
Your children cannot sit on the outside anyway. They'll make it very clear.
So you make sure you maximize your experience.
That's right. Best pictures and everything is on the left side.
Whoever's in charge of the camera.
Here's another one, and I gave it away on our recent trip rundown. Don't get a fast pass or dining package for Rivers of Light. Craig, you said always get the Fantasmic dining package.
Right.
Don't do that with Rivers of Light because it's easy now to get a seat.
It's a waste.
Even, you know, showing up 10 or 15 minutes before it starts is plenty of time. Rivers of Light, just not as popular as they originally expected.
If you get very hot during the day, then I suggest you go either to Bug's Life or to Lion King. Both air conditioned, both inside.
Nemo.
And Nemo, that's right. Especially Lion King, because it's a long show, and you'll have plenty of time to cool down, and really you'd want to stay in there longer. But good shows, but also especially a time to cool down. And Nemo, too, like you said.
Here's another insider insight. Don't. I hate to say don't.
Rarely?
Don't feel like you have to eat a table service meal at Animal Kingdom. And we've talked about this. Quick service food at Animal Kingdom is top notch. It's the best of any of the four parks. And I like Tusker House, and I really like Jack and Yeti, like Tiffin's, but I think that between Satuli Canteen, Flam Tree Barbecue, Pizzafari, I think the quick service at Animal Kingdom is outstanding. And it's going to be, obviously, it's going to be cheaper, and you're going to spend less time eating there.
I'm going to say another tip is to notice the Tree of Life. I think a lot at night. A lot of times you just walk through the park and you think it's just, but if you stop and notice, really, there's a lot of things going on in that tree. And it continues, it's different scenes, too, throughout the night.
Yeah.
So don't pass by that and not notice that. That's a good thing to do.
Another one. Notice, be aware, and seek out the animals. There's animals everywhere in Animal Kingdom, as it should be.
Well.
But seek out the trails. Spend some time checking out the animals, talking to the cast members about the animals. They're very knowledgeable, and it really helps enhance the experience of Animal Kingdom.
I think that of all the parks, Animal Kingdom is the one park where you really the rides you can rush to, but outside of the rides is a relaxing day.
Yeah,
that you can have and really talk. Interacting with the cast members there especially is a good way to learn and teach, I think, your children really about things that you may or may not know.
Yeah. I should have said earlier about the air conditioning, too, to visit some of the characters, especially Mickey and Minnie. We went there. I think it's like 4 below when you meet those characters. I mean, it's just freezing in there, but it's a nice place to cool off. Another tip I have is never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever go watch Birds of Prey, because you're asking for you're taking your life in your own hands. Okay, that's all I can say.
Yes, your life. You make it sound like it's dangerous.
It is.
It's just boring. Another one. If you're into shopping, but Mouse Gear and Epcot and the Emporium and Magic Kingdom is just too much of a madhouse for you, go to Discovery Trading Company. Guys, you may recall it's where I had to buy a belt this last time.
Yes.
It's got a lot of different offerings. It's not as big as those other two I mentioned, but I've never been in there when it's crowded, and it's a lot easier to kind of peruse and shop and much more laid back. As you said, Derek,
when you have to buy a belt at 8:30 in the morning.
That's true. There's not a lot of people seeking that out.
And it didn't even have anything Disney on it.
That's true.
It was just a regular belt.
I'm not talking about just when you go shopping for belts. To go shopping, period.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Whatever. Okay. You got anything else from Animal Kingdom?
What about multiple safari rides? Because the animals are different throughout the day. So you may take an early one, no animals, take another one, see lots of animals.
I really do think, I've said it, the best times I've been on it were in the morning and at sunset. I don't recommend in the heat of the day or the nighttime one. It's the nighttime when they're hard to see, and the heat of the day, they kind of hide back as far as in the back little corners where they don't have to be seen a whole lot, especially in the summertime.
And something probably you guys would definitely encourage, especially with young children, is don't avoid the boneyard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually thought of that.
I think both of you guys would definitely agree with that. Is a lot of times you'll walk right by it, think it's a playground.
Right.
But you guys can very well attest to that, can't you?
Kids will love it. Absolutely.
And sometimes Pluto comes through there. And
are there places for parents to sit and kind of take it easy there?
Yeah. And it's shaded. I mean, a lot of it's covered. It's not just super hot.
Right.
And there are some water features in there if you
feel
comfortable letting your child play in the water.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think we've offered enough insider insights for one day, which means it's time for grill.
Gritty.
Craig just passed out. He lost his breath. You okay over there?
No.
Sounds like me after that 10K.
Anything for our listeners?
A week and a half after the 10K.
I think today's question is coming from Derek.
We've talked about tips inside the parks. What about tips and tricks outside the parks? Mine would be I've been helping somebody plan, and I was going to have them eat over at Boma after park closed. And I told them to use Uber to get back to their resort after.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to get back to the park and get a bus. And
oh, yeah.
So mine would be use Uber in between the resorts, maybe. I think that's a lot quicker than, with Disney transportation, it could take you up to an hour and a half to 2 hours, really.
It's a lot cheaper than a minivan.
Yeah. So that would be my insider tip.
I've got a different tip, but if I can ride on back of that, Derek, and just say, my thing is avoid any kind of transportation. The bus is not that. If you can get on a boat or if you can get on something else, Uber is a great way. Because we did that ourselves. Magical Express is awesome, but it helped us save so much time. Go ahead and get into the parks when we did Uber from the airport. So Uber is a great advantage. But also, if you can get on a boat or something and avoid the crowds and the transportation around parks. My thing is, my insight, and we joke about this a lot, but we were talking about pre-show, is use DVC Renter Point. I mean, the DVC Renter stuff. I'm looking right
indeed.
Now. Indeed. Be a DVC Renter. I'm looking at already in November, and just it's amazing the amount of money you can save and stay at some deluxe resorts by going. I'm not going to mention anybody in particular because nobody's sponsoring us. So
there you go.
So, look at that. Do some research, and I guarantee if you plan far enough ahead, you'll save some money and stay at some real nice places otherwise you wouldn't stay at.
It's a great idea. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, probably from y'all. In all seriousness, insider insight, don't go to Disney Springs. Just don't do it.
Why do you hate so much?
Because
on that?
It's a money trap. All you can do down there is spend money. And I get everywhere you go, all you can do is spend money. But look, Walt Disney World is a magical place. Disney Springs, and I think somebody, one of our followers, put this on Twitter, it's a glorified strip mall. There's some good restaurants, yes, but you can find good restaurants just about anywhere on property. Go for the theme parks, the hotels, and then spend time at your local shopping mall back home.
Man.
Sorry.
Wow.
Like I said.
Insider hater.
Like I said, you guys can disagree with it, but I just don't think there's anything unique to Disney Springs.
Man, haters gonna hate.
There's good restaurants. Hate. There's some cool shops, I guess. Maybe there's a split. Maybe you're into bowling. Okay, see you at Thunder Alley in Dixon. Insider insight. Don't waste your time there.
Mm. Like I said, as a great philosopher once said, haters gotta hate.
Craig.
I mean,
bus pulls up to Magic Kingdom. Uh-huh. Bus pulls up to Disney Springs. Which would you rather get on?
Magic Kingdom. And there's no question.
Even if you'd plan to go to Disney Springs, I'd be like, hey, forget those plans. We're going back to the park.
But I mean, are you gonna avoid Raglan Road and some of those that they don't have?
I can go like once a decade. There's my insider insight. Go to Disney Springs once a decade just to see what else they've added.
Well, you know, if that's the case, Derek probably could have said avoid all water parks. I mean,
well, because and that's fine. That's his opinion. I would disagree, but hey.
For all those that love Disney Springs, you can email Matt at grimgrinnerguys.
Please do, and I will tell you why you are wrong.
Actually, he has no email named that, so don't even try.
Disney Springs hate her. At hotmailaol.org.
.gov/gov.
You got anything else, guys?
Any comment, Derek?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
He views me as too misinformed to be able to talk to.
I did want to say that. That we have reached 1,000 listens in Canada.
Yee!
Oh wow!
So I did want to mention that, and thank you to everyone.
So, and we're over 31,000 downloads.
Wow, we're really grateful. I know we joke around about, and we probably don't mention it as much as we should. We do on Twitter. I try to mention it when we hit milestones, you know. But we are very grateful for the listeners, and we wouldn't do this if we didn't have you.
Well, and can we say this? We push Podbean quite a bit because of the followers we get. We've been picking up followers every week, several. We would encourage you, though, and really, this all seriousness, if you could say more things on iTunes reviews. That helps us out. It pushes us to know more notoriety where more people find out about us. Podbean is connected to iTunes, but if you can go on there and leave a comment or two, that would do us a great, great favor, and we would really appreciate it. Appreciate all you do anyway, our listeners, and your support and your letters and encouragement, and always we feel very blessed to have all you following us.
So even if it's negative, we want to hear what you don't enjoy.
Sure, I need to work on it.
And we may or may not change it.
Easy there, Derek. Don't encourage them too much.
Well, you want to be
really, tell us everything you hate about us in great detail.
They don't have time.
We hope you'll come back this Thursday as we have a special bonus episode for you that we think you'll just probably find quite miserable, to be honest. But it could be a fun listen.
Thank you,
listeners, for, as Craig and Derek said, I echo their sentiments. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the grim.
Stop.